Legacy. Ask me if I regret leaving my home to immortalize myself in stone. My answer has changed so many times. My legacy has not had an easy path, yet it is my successor that seems to hold the glory. In 1069, a boat carried me here, a place unknown but following the wishes of my beloved Saint Germanus. The current of the clay bed river pushed me to my destination, where I would claim a piece of land as a holy site to build a church. From wood, that church was built with the hands of the faithful whom believed in my mission and wanted to make a statement. My experience was limited, but my belief was strong, and it was that that carried me through the times where doubt plagued my heart. Mistakes were made because I am merely a man, but everything I did was for the good of the church and Saint Germanus. The small veil of celibacy grew, and though sinful, there was pride. Then a crime was committed that sealed my own fate and ended my time as abbot. The thieves taking silver ran, but I gave chase, and the punishment I gave was considered too harsh. I was stripped of my titles, but if only those in power could understand why. I had given so much, poured heart and soul into every part of that church, but those men felt the need to rob me with no understanding of my sacrifice. I died in another place, my body buried somewhere far from where it should be, maybe forgotten under modern towers of concrete and glass. However, my soul is still embedded in that place near the river. The town grew from Selby to Selby, and through my stony eyes I've watched the changing face of town and church. The grand monastery that housed many of the Benedictine order expanded majestically. That was under the guidance of its abbots. Then the Tudors claimed the crown, and a marriage built on lust brought down the walls of many monastic houses, Selby being one of them. While many became skeletons hidden within overgrown gardens and landscapes, Selby was blessed with one Tudor gift. The church would remain standing. Civil war ravaged my holy house, my heart breaking at seeing beasts being kept within its walls with little respect of God. The oak at the northern entrance is pockmarked with the ammunition of the enemy of the king, the white stone growing thicker with grime and neglect. Towers collapsed, and it seemed that my beloved abbey would end up just as others had done centuries before. Yet it was a fire that saved it, as like a phoenix, Selby Abbey rose from the ashes. The town realized what it had lost, and with pride they rebuilt. My stone effigy stands beside St. Germanus above the north door. The view doesn't face the long, bustling high street, not even the river is within my sight. Instead, a peaceful garden with a weeping willow that dominates the area. There have been wars, fires, floods, and have battered the soul of this town. But with the bad, there has been the good. Royalty gracing the threshold. Film crews taking inspiration from ancient decor to weddings that have brought love and glamour to its doors. Now ask me, do I have any regrets about leaving my home? And the answer is clear. My saint sent me to Selby. But there I found my heart and soul. I, Benedict of Auxerre, no matter whether I built the stone church it is loved today, will always hold my position at the northern door as the guardian of Selby Abbey and the town that grew from it.